Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good morning. Hour number 3 begins. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, happy, happy Monday. We're going to make it great. The Bob Rose Show, available in podcast form, wherever you normally download your podcast. Click subscribe, and you'll never have to miss a minute of the show. So, the Gators men's basketball team, it would just seem like yesterday when they beat the highly ranked Tennessee Volunteers here, beat them 73-43. Beat them by 30 points. And we go up to Knoxville.
Yeah.
And just fall apart.
Aw.
We lost 64-44. We only put up 44 points. And we're ranked higher than them now. I think we're 5th. They're 8th.
Yeah.
But I guess you just have to do the net. They beat us by 20, but we beat them by 30. So overall, we are the champions.
Hey, it's all about perspective.
Yeah, look. Yeah,
it's cumulative.
You're going to have a slump every once in a while. Yeah, Let's hope you get some of the ugly ones out now. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they'll really have the momentum when they get into the get into that push at the end of the season and make it into the NCAA tournament. All right. Marco Rubio. Secretary of State already tearing it up.
He's a busy man.
Yes. Listen, this issue came up about the Panama Canal. This is amazing. Trump's like, we're taking back the Panama Canal. China's not going to get it.
Right.
You know, I don't think the decision was a good one to even give it to Panama, but, you know, we did that. But we're certainly not going to allow China to take over. You said that the other day. And already, Secretary of State Marco Rubio succeeded in convincing Panama's President Jose Raul Mulino to opt out of renewing its agreement with China regarding the Belt and Road Initiative. And Mulino confirmed on Sunday after meeting with Rubio during his visit there that Panama would not be renewing the BRI agreement. Panama became the first Latin American country to sign on to the Belt and Road Initiative in 2018, a year after Panama cut diplomatic ties with Taiwan. In 2017, China scored a major victory when Panama did that cutting of ties. And so by recognizing Beijing instead, then Panama and China began to work together. And then Panama signed on to the Belt and Road Initiative. The president of China, Xi Jinping's signature global infrastructure program, which is aimed at enlarging China's geopolitical heft and countering American influence. Well, that just took a major step backward. And during the meeting between Rubio and Mulino, the two allegedly discussed Panama's sovereignty security, and economic relations with the U.S. While Rubio reportedly informed Molino that President Donald Trump sees China influences over the Panama Canal as a potential violence of the treaty, a potential violation of the treaty concerning the permanent neutrality and operation of the Panama Canal. And Molino was reported as he emphasized that Panama's control over the canal was non-negotiable. So, in other words, he's saying, look, we're not going to let China have that influence.
Mm-hmm.
He dismissed concerns about Chinese influence. He also confirmed an ongoing audit of two Chinese-operated ports, hinting that new decisions could emerge based on its findings. And the two leaders also agreed to strengthen cooperation on regional security, curb illegal migration through the Darien Gap, and enhance investment opportunities for U.S. companies. So, turning this into a win already, and geopolitically a win versus China. And the guy's only been on the job a few days.
Amazing.
I really is. Now, look, is he going to get a bunch of headlines? Is he going to get any, you know, positive coverage out of that? No, very little, if any. Just like when the Abraham Accords were signed, mm-hmm. you know, with Trump the first go around. That was historic.
Oh, man, big time.
And he didn't get any credit. You know, most of the people, I guarantee you, people left of center, you say Abraham Accords, they really won't know what you're talking about.
It's a package on a Honda that you buy, I think is what they would think it would be.
Hmm.
You know. Oh, yeah.
The Abraham package.
Uh-huh, on the Accords.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, even the show that's on before us in the morning and talking about Rubio being in Panama, or how did she pronounce it? Panama? Made it almost like he was there, like, stirring the pot with them or something. I'm like, no, they're actually agreeing on things. You need to kind of get the rest of the story in there, you know?
Yeah, it's...
I know it's a lot to ask. I know.
No, I know. I'm telling you, the divide is there. The divide is real. And the left is going to be uglier than ever. And that is saying something. A San Jose State University volleyball coach who was suspended for criticizing the school's transgender athlete policy is praising President Donald Trump's changes to Title IX rules and calling it, quote, a great first step in the right direction. Associate volleyball coach Melissa Beatty-Smooze was suspended in November after she raised concerns that transgender player Blair Fleming had conspired to cause physical harm to teammates that opposed Fleming's participation on the team.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty serious.
Yeah.
Why would she be suspended for that? She was looking out for the health of the teammates. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to continue it, she says, and the laws change, and the NCAA has to make those changes necessary so that we can save women's sports and continue to have women's sports. After she was suspended, the school has since said they won't rehire her after her contract's expired. She said it's been 2 long years standing up for what's right.
Wow.
And making sure we're continuing to support women and women's sports is what I stood up for. And now, currently, after 30 years of my career, I've been let go. Yep. And she went on to say that San Jose State University was not working in the interest of the women on the volleyball team and was only working to protect the transgender player. She said it was tough for them, very traumatic. They had to go through this. Unfortunately, you only have 4 years to play collegiate volleyball. And their last 2 years were affected so much at not being able to play some of their matches. Yep. And some of the players spoke out, and their assistant coach, they said they took away, one of them said, then they took away the only safe space we had in the program, meaning her. She was the safe space.
Wow.
Yeah. And because she knew that it was right to stand up for the 18 women on the team, not one man. And,
Who would have dreamed that would ever happen? I mean, seriously. All the women's fighting for rights, equal rights, having their own teams, having their own leagues. You spend decades going through that, and it gets torn down. Seems like in a matter of minutes.
Oh, yeah. You cave in.
So quickly.
Yeah, you cave in so quick. Yeah, where's all the National Organization of Women and all these women?
That are women.
Yeah.
You know.
What's wrong with Mitch McConnell?
The show is only until 10, Rich, Bob. We don't have that much time.
As Rich McConnell, I still hate Donald Trump. That's pretty much it. Yeah, I don't know if there's really. Yeah, I was going to say coming up. It's like, there's really nothing.
That's, you can't tell what he says from one day to the next. Anyway.
He's still crying like a belly aching like a baby because of January 6th. He blames Trump. Trump did that.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Get over it.
All right. We've got a lot more, including Elon Musk locking a bunch of people out of their government jobs and computers. I'll explain and share that information with you coming up next on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I heard Beyonce is going to do a remake of Bo Cephas's A Country Boy Can't Survive.
Oh, don't get me going.
No?
Don't get me going, Bob.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness.
It is 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. What about the Grammys last night? Beyonce, Album of the Year, okay.
Yeah.
It's country?
Yeah.
Why? Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Cowboy, what's it called? Cowboy Carter.
Yeah. And some of the defenders are going, well, you know, she's from Texas. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't mean a thing.
She lassoed the top Grammy. I knew you'd like that. Well, you know, she is from Texas.
I know. I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yep. She said, I feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years. Wow.
Yeah, a bunch of people in L.A. voted for you to have the best album that's country in L.A. Yeah, they know country music in L.A.
Well, maybe they do know country music, and that's why they gave the award to her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No.
Meaning most of you country folks are Trump supporters.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
There's a technicality.
In your big, nasty pickup trucks.
With your Trump stickers and your American flags.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I doubt she drives a pickup with a Trump sticker on an American flag.
But she is from Texas.
Austin is in Texas. That doesn't mean anything, see?
Oh, that's
even though she's
too.
Not from Austin, but still.
Yeah. So anyway, right away when I came in, Greg was already irritated by it.
I was.
So I was like holding up.
Yes.
I go, he'll cool off a little bit before I bring it up.
And then you brought it up.
Yeah.
See, it's all about strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is. So I don't. I've never heard any of it. I don't think. Would I recognize it if I heard any of the songs?
No. No, okay. You wouldn't.
All right.
No.
Well,
these people.
The only thing that really caught my eye, choice of words, was the red carpet.
Oh, what was that?
And Kanye West's, his girlfriend or whatever, whatever the relationship
I think they're
is.
They're married, aren't they married? That was just weird.
Bianca Censori.
Yeah. Just weird.
Sensory overload. She had a dress on.
Well, give her credit. She showed up in a big fur coat.
She showed up in a fur coat, then took the fur coat off and was wearing, literally, when I say the dress was transparent, I mean it was completely see-through.
Well, it's basically a stocking.
Is that what it is?
Not even like, not like even when you think of color stocking. We're talking about like, yeah, stocking you can see totally through. That's what she was wearing on the red carpet. She should have been wearing the red carpet. Something.
I mean, they pixelate, you know, out. You still like...
Bob was very disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Well, as long as you know where everything's at, it's pretty easy to figure out.
That's like, really...
Is
and,
that... I mean,
yeah,
or
don't kids tune into that and stuff and watch all that? I mean, not that... Look, can you really protect the kids depending on their age now? It's pretty tough. But, I mean, what... So what's the purpose of that? I mean, I get it. They've worn sexier dresses all the time. Who was it that Jennifer Lopez, a few years back on the red carpet, got a lot of attention for a pretty, you know, revealing dress or whatever?
This is basically nothing.
So
what does that... I mean... Look, is he just trying to stay relevant to get attention?
But he always has to get it like through her and her failure to wear appropriate clothing, it seems like.
I don't know.
Which probably isn't going to like bode well when, like, some would say, you know, how he's treating the woman. In all these other issues that could be, that he could... Also be connected into.
Yeah. Other people who are in trouble.
Yeah,
right now.
So let me go and whisper in her ear and tell her what to do and take that coat off and all that. I don't know. It's just...
It was obviously pre-planned. I mean, you know. I have nothing to wear. Okay, babe, wear that then. I meant nothing. That's what I'm talking about. I mean...
Hey, look, I have...
Put a fur coat on because it's kind of chilly.
No, it's, hey, look, I have nothing to wear. Wow, I'm glad you picked out a dress.
Yeah.
I mean, really? What? Wow. Again,
I don't know.
Can you picture, like, you know, the starlets of the, you know, 30, 40, 50s?
Oh, my goodness.
Anybody coming out and...
You mean when there was actually class in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, before our time, but...
Well, yeah, obviously.
Oh, what's David Hogg been up to now? You know, Mr. Gun Control Activist?
Speaking of losers.
You know, the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting survivor.
Yeah.
Apparently he's been elected to serve as the vice chairman of the DNC. Wow.
How appropriate.
He received 214 votes, elected to serve vice chair DNC the same day that Minnesota State Party Chairman Ken Martin selected to serve as the chairman of the DNC. I told you what he said. They've had, well, it was New York Times actually said it. They've had like 50 get-togethers with different leaders in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And they still can't figure out what the Democrat Party stands for. They can't.
Wow.
They're just befuddled. And I said, well, part of the problem is they're meeting with these so-called Democrat leaders. You're meeting with the politicians and stuff. You need to meet with the people.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the people going to say? The people are going to say, we don't want open borders. The people are going to say, we don't want, you know, kids having sex change operations when they're minors, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to keep sending money and weapons to Ukraine in a never-ending war, a stalemate. I mean, they would say all the things that the Republican Party's already said.
Yeah.
So yeah, good luck.
Messed up.
David Hogg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know we're going to be jumping to traffic in a few minutes, but just kind of a heads up, Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be West Newberry approaching Gainesville, approaching 98th. Got a vehicle crash there, and that is really backing up right now. So if you can jump around one of the back roads, depending where you're going, maybe go down the southwest 8th Avenue, or if you can... And I hate to have you go all the way up to 39th. But anyway, that's unfortunately a bad stretch of West Newberry Road coming in, approaching 98th Street. That is really backed up.
And that was due to a wreck?
Yeah.
Yeah, because in L.A. they had traffic problems, but it was because anti-ICE protesters were waving Mexican flags and shutting down the 101 freeway in downtown L.A. This happened Sunday. And not only that, they were waving Mexican flags, stopping traffic in the U.S. on a highway to protest, apparently, ICE. The protests reportedly began on Alvera Street, later grew to a few thousand people as they marched on City Hall, later to the 101 freeway, where they shut down traffic.
Think that'll be a good way to get the average American on your side, you think? Doing that,
No, apparently there were some in the crowd that waved American flags, but the majority were waving Mexican flags or flags from other countries south of the border.
Wow.
Yeah. Not good. But the good news is lots of folks are getting deported, going back to Mexico, going back to Venezuela. Yep, we'll talk about some of that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Those keys won't work anymore, pal. Elon Musk locked you out. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click on subscribe and you never miss a minute of the show. Elon Musk and his aides, they've locked career government bureaucrats out of a computer system that operate a federal government human resources agency. Yep. He's the leader of Doge, and he's dogeing it. He's doing it. Government efficiency is what he's tasked with, and that means slashing government waste, fraud, and abuse. And he's already got some of his allies in there and working at the Government Resources Agency known as the Office of Personnel Management. Reuters, citing government officials, spoke on the condition of anonymity, said career bureaucrats have had their access to government systems revoked. We have no visibility into what they're doing with the computer and data systems. Yeah, they are doing what they're supposed to do. They are the overseers. Yeah. It's creating great concern, they said. There's no oversight. It creates real cybersecurity and hacking implications. Really? Give me a break. OPM has sought to remove many in the federal government. The agency sent out memos encouraging bureaucrats to take buyout offers to quit and take a vacation to their dream destination. The buyout package includes 8 months' pay if the civil servants choose to retire. Musk's allies have figuratively set up camp. No, they literally have. They brought in sofa beds that have been installed so the team can work around the clock. And one employee said, it feels like a hostile takeover. There's no hostility there. The OPM is reportedly run by Amanda Scales, former Musk employee who now serves the agency's chief of staff. Ricardo Biasini, former engineer at Tesla, works as a senior advisor. Doge posted to X back in late January, answering the most common questions about deferred resignation offer. Can't take vacation you always wanted or just watch movies and chill while receiving your full government pay and benefits for 8 months. Yeah. I mean, some will take the offer. And I think a lot of them won't, though. Then we'll see what happens as they try to slash and cut the fat, the fraud, and the waste. Yeah, it's not going to be an easy job. And Iran, what has Iran been up to lately? Apparently, they are covertly developing long-range nuclear warheads at two heavily guarded missile sites using its space program as cover to advance its nuclear weapons capabilities.
Space program, huh?
Yeah.
You don't think they're really going to space, do you?
Not so much.
Not so much. You really don't.
No. Now, there's lots of things that draw, like, these mental pictures, and it just, yeah, it's hard to make it fit.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're, I mean, there's plenty of highly intelligent, very capable people from
sure
there.
Are.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. But, yeah, they just don't seem like astronaut types, whatever that is.
Landing on the moon anytime soon? I don't know.
And anyway, this is some explosive new intelligence revealed by the National Council of Resistance of Iran, the NCRI, in a landmark press conference in D.C. on Friday. The prominent exiled anti-regime Iranian opposition group provided new evidence of Tehran's accelerated nuclear ambitions. The deputy director of NCRI's U.S. office presented the new findings, stating, "Now we have found out, and we're releasing today, that the Iran regime has been covertly developing nuclear warheads, and the site known as Shahrud missile site, Shahrud or Sharud, it's a known site, but not for this purpose." And they said, "Our information says the goal of this program is to build a nuclear warhead mounted on a solid fuel missile with a range exceeding 3,000 kilometers or, 1,860 miles. So, yeah, that Iran felt empowered under the Biden administration. Biden would still be sending him money and saying, "Let's work together on your nuclear program."
Yeah.
Really? Yep. You know they're trying to build a bomb. No, they told us they weren't. They just wanted energy.
Right.
You're right.
Gave them all that money for that. Yeah. They'll use it for the right thing.
They just wanted energy, and then apparently now they want to go space trucking.
Oh, but wait a minute. The last time that they gave him money and they told him what they couldn't do with it, I believe their pretty much quote was, "It's ours and we'll do what we want with it," was kind of the response.
I think that's pretty close. I mean, it's not exact Farsi.
No, it's
but
not.
It's very close.
I could get...
It's about as close as you can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 in 4 migrants deported in Trump's first week, not Mexican nationals. Okay, but yet the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, accepted them, and she knows they're not all from her country. And so I haven't seen it explicitly related, but am I to understand that is part of that Wait in Mexico program reformulated or re-begun after Biden took it down? I'm not sure. But already thousands have gone to Mexico, been sent to Mexico, been deported. The Texas National Guard granted authority to make immigration arrests. That is going to help. And that'll add to the number of ATF, FBI, United States Deputy Marshals who have all been chipping in, dealing with the immigration issues and arrests. And that'll add, 3,000 Texas Army National Guards. As long as they have somebody with them from Custom and Border Protection, they're allowed to make those immigration arrests. So that is definitely going to help with another one of those tough jobs. Venezuela. And we don't have a great relationship with Maduro.
Oh, he's always playing tough.
But yet he's agreed to receive deported nationals.
Look at that.
He also released 6 American hostages recently that they had held. Trump said that Venezuela even agreed to arrange for transportation for deportees.
Wasn't that nice?
He said, quote, "It is so good to have the Venezuelan hostages back home, and very important to note that Venezuela has agreed to receive back into their country all Venezuela illegal aliens who are encamped in the U.S., including gang members of TDA. Venezuela has further agreed to supply the transportation back. We're in the process of removing record numbers of illegal aliens from all countries, and all countries have agreed to accept those illegal aliens back. Furthermore, record numbers of criminals are being removed from our country, and the border numbers are the strongest they have been since the first term of the Trump administration." Trump's post came after the new Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem rescinded an 18-month amnesty extension for approximately 600,000 Venezuelans residing in the U.S. this week, a policy from the Biden administration's DHS Secretary Mayorkas. The leftist governments of Latin America have been voicing their panic at the prospect of mass deportations. Honduran President Castro threatening to end the U.S.'s relatively small military presence in her country should Trump begin deporting illegal Hondurans. President of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, had an entire meltdown on X that began with his refusal to take back Colombia deportees, but it was quickly followed by an unhinged backtrack where he reversed his position. Yeah. So it sounds like everybody's on board. And whoever's not, it's all aboard. Time to go.
Oh,
and this is a good thing. Kristi Noem getting in the saddle, apparently. ride with the famed Del Rio Horse Patrol Unit. Wow, she's a woman of action, isn't she? She went on those early morning raids in New York City. I think she had to like get up at 2 a.m. Almost welcome to our world, huh?
Yeah, and her hair still looked great.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she wasn't at the Grammys.
No. So she probably did not vote for Beyonce to get Country Album of the Year.
Yeah, one of your new favorites, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You like Beyonce? She's pretty talented.
Oh, she's a talented gal. There's no doubt about it. I get tired of the overhype, kind of like the whole Swift thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did the country album, I'm like, okay, I know you can do whatever you want because you can afford to, but really? And then to get a Grammy for it? Really? No.
Did Garth Brooks get any awards when he did a, didn't he do kind of a rock album?
He got ignored. He got panned. He got abused for that thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, like Pat Benatar, you know, remember Hit Me With Your Best Shot and stuff like that?
All the songs she doesn't sing in concert.
Yeah, apparently, since the school shootings or whatever.
It's like people
it had nothing to do with a gun.
And people don't think about a school shooting when you sing that song. Until the fact that you brought up that you don't sing that song because of a school shooting.
Yeah.
There's logic. Anyway.
But she still sings Hell Is for Children.
Well, there's irony.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's about child abuse. It actually tells, enlightens people on that. But she was an opera singer before she went into rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
So you can...
Well, you can be raised doing something and be good at it, but then have a career doing something else.
Or some people, I guess. Well, I mean, what if you're a boxer and you wanted to go into mixed martial arts or vice versa?
But we're not going to give you... A sports award because of it, because you're the best at it, probably.
So what is it? Political purposes? Why do they do that?
No, I think just a whole different genre. Like, what are you trying to do? You're not a country artist just because you do a country album. And it's not, you're gonna tell me that out of all the country albums that are out there this year, all the great artists that are out there this year, she was better than them? No.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's L.A. What do you expect?
Well, kind of weird what some people wore there.
Or didn't.
On the red carpet. Yeah.
Get this woman a red carpet.
To wear.
Yes.
The see-through dress.
It wasn't even that much, really.
It didn't leave anything to the imagination, regardless of your level of imagination.
No.
8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. There's a lot more going on. We'll share it with you next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:50 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And it's Monday, but we're going to make it great. Man, what happened to the Gators? They've been crushing it. Remember when they beat Tennessee not too long ago by 30 points? Went up to Knoxville and basically got her teeth knocked out, 64-44.
Ouch.
But we'll get back on track.
Oh, yeah.
So we always say, go Gators.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Here's some of the headlines, some of the things we've been talking about. Trump raises tariffs if this involves Canada and Mexico and China and... He's going to use those tariffs. He's going to use that leverage to get them to strengthen the border policies with China. A lot of it has to do with fentanyl. We know they get the precursor drugs sent from China to the cartels, and then they manufacture this fentanyl and put it in some kind of pill form, and they have these pill presses, and it looks legitimate. Looks like your prescription type drugs, and then you don't know how strong that pill is, if it has a concentration. And it's killed, this kind of thing has killed 70 to 100,000 Americans a year for the last 3.5 years.
Mm.
So, yes, it is very serious. And then, of course, you've got, you know, the human smuggling that's been taking place. And that doesn't get talked about enough. In fact, all these things didn't get talked about enough in the mainstream media because it would point back to the flawed policy of the Biden administration to open the borders wide open. I mean, how can they possibly, I couldn't understand it when they did it, how they could defend it. I mean, I knew why they did it, whether it's for cheap labor or they thought they were going to push the rules or get to the point to where they could get a bunch of them voting legally or not. You know, Also, I guess, just to create some level of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But I really thought when they got closer to the election that they would clean up the border and they would, you know, at least make it look like they were beginning to do something. Because the American people were, you know, catching on. Like anybody on the conservative side, we knew all along. We knew from day one mm-hmm. what Biden did. We knew that. But for others that are busy and don't pay as much attention or just mostly get mainstream media, it took them a lot longer to start to get, you know, the truth on that issue. But once they did, they said, hey, what? That's not right. And they found out that people were coming from like 115 different countries.
It's like they thought the public hadn't caught on.
Well, because in many ways they hadn't. You know why? Because as usual, the lefty media was carrying water for the Democrats.
For a long time. That's true. Yep.
For a long time. I mean, CBS, look, they're in a Trump lawsuit right now because 60 Minutes claimed that, look, they really edited Kamala to the point to where they made her look so much better that, you know, Trump's claiming that's like, you know, interfering with the election. So they finally agreed to, I guess, give the transcripts to the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr. So that's moving forward. But Trump's already won a couple of lawsuits. And of course, the left's not going to, they're not going to talk.
No.
They're not going to talk much about that. And that, again, the problem. You know, and where did they think that that would be okay? Do you know what I mean? I mean, look, I know there's some left of center people that are like, yeah, there shouldn't be borders and we should live in a borderless world or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know, okay. But what percentage actually is that of the overall Democrat voters? They can't.
No.
Most of them, you would think, look, if you remove the word Trump or Republican or conservative out of the conversation, but simply ask questions.
You'll get different answers, won't you?
You get completely different answers because then people will start to rely a little bit more on common sense or logic. But everything now is politically tinged. But if you could just ask them the questions, do you think it's good that we have secure borders or do you think they should be wide open? And yeah, it might mean a better life for some crossing, but it's going to greatly diminish maybe quality of life for many Americans. And plus there's the safety thing, national security and just crime rates, drugs, mm-hmm. all that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now, maybe we need to fix the immigration system, make it more efficient, effective, so that, you know, more people can come legally. Okay. I could see that. But not opening the borders wide open the way they did. Nobody agrees with that.
No.
And this cutting off body parts of kids because a young lady, a young girl, really thinks she wants to be a boy. We don't trust them to be able to consume tobacco, alcohol.
Get a tattoo.
Even get tattoos.
Yeah.
Heck, if a kid wants an aspirin at school, it takes a declaration of Congress. But yet, you would have no problem with them undergoing some of the most serious major surgery mm-hmm. that you could have performed. And for no other reason than how that child thinks it feels.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember as a little kid getting your heart broken, you know, by your little crush in school? You know, and mommy said, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not, but you were quite certain it was.
Oh, you thought so. Yeah.
So, but the kids with that same emotional immaturity, which by nature they're immature.
Yeah.
But because they're not matured. You would allow them to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Make a life-changing decision like that. Ugh.
So, you know, and
so wrong.
Well, of course. Of course, they're way wrong. And it's nonsensical when people try to defend some of the things they're doing. Like, who can really defend a biological male playing in women's sports? I mean.
And then hurting them when there's resistance on your own team.
Yeah. Or hurting them, maybe not even on purpose, just because of the mm-hmm. greater bone density, strength, and velocity of movements.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a crazy world, but I got to tell you, the Trump administration has literally hit the ground running. I don't know what other terms you could apply to it, but they are moving for government at what you'd call a breakneck pace. I mean,
my goodness.
You already got Marco Rubio's convinced the leader of Panama to get out of their agreement with China already. He went down there, talked to him, laid it out for him. which Rubio's very good at laying things out in a very straightforward, simplistic way. And he goes, look, this is the way forward. Do you want to be in with China? Because they're just going to use you and abuse you. With us, we can have a trading relationship, a positive relationship. And he convinced them.
And he didn't care what size their hands were.
Nice. Oh, and then we got a bad guy, ISIS guy in Somalia hiding in a cave. Vapor. 9 o'clock stretch coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.